החלטנו על שלילת זכויות בביטוח לאומי ממשפחות תומכות טרור, ובממשלה נדון היום על צעדים נוספים, ביניהם שלילת תעודות זהות ושלילת תושבות ממשפחות מחבלים תומכות טרור. במקביל אנחנו מרחיבים ומזרזים מתן רישוי לנשק לאלפי אזרחים ישראלים, זה כולל גם את שירותי ההצלה.
Of any homes or properties of the protected population, that's the Palestinian population in the occupied Palestinian territories, is against international humanitarian law and could amount to war crimes. There's an exception for absolute military necessity, but the vast majority, in fact, all the cases that we have documented are not military necessity. They are illegal demolitions of homes, and they might amount to forcible displacement, which is also a war crime. There's a wider systematic problem in the occupied Palestinian territories, and indeed in Israel, that civilians who are Palestinians are systematically discriminated against, and children growing up in these conditions will feel hopeless, they will feel that there is no justice, they will feel isolated and abandoned, and this is where there's a role to the international community, where everybody has a duty not to be maintaining apartheid, and not to be supporting war crimes such as the illegal settlement project.